Meanwhile, a Gloucestershire woman who fought and won a 23-year battle against heroin is launching a new drive to help keep young people safe from the harmful effects of drugs. Debbie Matthews from Stroud has gone from living on the streets with her children in care to community champion in just a few years. She's hoping to use her experience to make a difference to the lives of young people. As part of the Dare to Care campaign, she went to speak today to a group of students from Beaufort Community School in Gloucester to share her experiences.
In the beginning, it was like socialising, it was partying, going out with friends and enjoying myself and laughing, joking and no responsibility. Quite quickly, I remember starting sulfate and meeting a friend who was taking crack cocaine and I was like, oh my God, I couldn't simply do that. And he was like, oh, I couldn't take sulfate. And so we exchanged with each other what each drug did. And the next thing I know, I'm taking crack cocaine. And in this time of me taking drugs, I had children. I had two children that were taken from me by social services. I had a three-bedroomed house that I got evicted from. And believe me, it was easier to get evicted than tidy up that house.
Your teacher can tell you how bad drugs are, what they can do to you, but having someone come in that's gone through it really lets you see how bad it is than just seeing it on TV.
My whole life then was about waking up, finding, getting and using drugs. That was my day. Every single day was the same. I was dying inside out.
You don't usually get to hear what it's like from the side of a person who takes drugs, so it's someone who might not have taken drugs saying, don't take them, it's bad. And it's better to have someone who's actually experienced it saying, yeah, seriously, don't.
I think it went really well. The children seemed to listen to everything I had to say, and some of their questions were very valuable.
I think it'd be great if they went into, like, get primary school sticks. Like Debbie said, educate the younger age groups, then they won't do it when they're older. And it's great to have someone who's actually been through it all telling us rather than what the boys have said, teachers telling you, because they probably haven't experienced what Debbie's experienced.
All they can take away is my experience that I've shared with them, but I hope it will make them think twice before taking a drug path.
Debbie Matthews from Stroud, then, after a 23-year battle with heroin. She's now clean, she has her children, she's gone back to having a home to live in, and now she's been talking to students at Beaufort Community School in Gloucester today to try and make them realise just what they could get involved with.